this stuff falling out of the sky?
No, but I think it's mostly BS coming from your microphone, but we did get 1,200 of it.
Right around you, because we are having a downpour up here. You might be able to hear it on the windshield.
What'd you say, Bernie? Oh, Bernie said it's raining again. And said, hi, Steve. Well, I can hear it. Yeah, must be coming down good. Well, that's a blessing, because I tried to put a piece of half-inch conduit in the strawberry patch there earlier today, and it smashed down on the end to be sharp, and I couldn't even dent the soil. And we watered, every 3 days or so, and it was harder than a rock.
Hello, and she has to be appreciated. The proper way for putting up with a fine husband. Well, I tell you what, I'm loving what's coming out of the sky. At least this way, the trees will stop chasing my dog around.
Yeah, it's nice. I hope it keeps on coming, Steve. Well, we went down to Home Nestbot and got 4 bales of hay, and they had 39 bales left. I was surprised. Boy, they're proud of that stuff now. $7 a bale. Now, I remember, and so's Bernice, because she used to stand on the back of the tractor and buck those bales, and on that thing they towed behind it, and then she'd buck them up into the barn, because they didn't have a conveyor belt. But at any rate, we needed it and we got it. We'll put them on the tomato plants and around the other plants that are out there, and they're really doing well. And then I talked to G7ILP, India Lima Papa, for probably close to a half hour on the way home from over in England. I've heard him before. His name's Kev. And really a nice gentleman to talk to. And I told him about you flying and Dave flying and about your model railroad. And he does all of that. You ever talk to him?
Well, and that was who that does the model railroad?
G7ILP. His name's Kev. He's over in England. I'd have to bring up. I'm looking at the game camera. Got a nice picture of a hawk with a random squirrel he found down there in front of the game camera. Not a hawk. I've gotten hawks before. This is an owl on the infrared part. And enjoyed looking at that. But yeah, he's in England. He was on Applewood. He has a friend here in Greenville he talks to now and then. I've heard him before. I just didn't want to interrupt him talking to his friend here.
It's not a way out that I can go see.
As soon as this COVID thing's over with, I don't see why you couldn't. Seemed like an awfully nice guy. I really enjoyed talking to him, Steve.
I think I have caught him on the air before, but that was a while back. Maybe 5 or 6 months ago. Huh.
I'm correct. His name's Kev Naylor, it says. And it doesn't give any vitals about him on QRZ. It says it has incomplete details. And oh, he does electronic stuff and that, and tinkering. But it sounded like he had quite the railroad collection there, Steve. And he just hadn't taken time on QRZ to write up a biography or nothing. He doesn't do HF anymore. He used to, but he listens to it a lot. He's got, what do you call him? The newer type of HF rigs on having a brain thing right now. DSP. He's got receivers and that are DSP, and Just a nice round out guy to talk to.
How about that? Well, listen, I fired up this FT-736R that I got the other day, and man, I didn't get anything but compliments on the way it sounded. So I think I'm going to put it down there with my FT-450, and I'm building me a new station in my man cave. I ran up on a 50 foot of Ron 25, and I'm going to throw it upside my metal building. What do you think? Is 25 feet above the metal building enough to make sure I don't have any issues?
It might give you a better bounce. I don't know. I don't think you'd have a problem with it, Steve, but actually, most of the time they recommend about 40, but you don't want to do that. You got a tower going up there against the building? Is that what it is? T-833 up there on it, the Mosley.
I moved my Cushcraft D4 down there to the building, to my man cave, and I'm going to put that Mosley up at my primary shack where I got my 991A.
That. I tried to talk you into that, and so did Bob. Where you got that other one. I have to dig you about that. But, oh, wow. That's a terrific antenna. You'll love it, Steve. I worked, I don't know, well over 200 countries when I was up in Kansas, and I didn't really chase DX that much. I just, you know, had my finger in the VFO, and because I didn't even have a spotting network for many years. I never had an amplifier until I moved down here 19 years. And if I could hear it, I could work it on it mostly. They're a fine, fine old company. And I think you'll never regret that. Unless you get an ice storm, and you can weight it down pretty good. But they're tough. They won't break, I don't think. I never had one break. But don't transmit if there's ice on there. Don't forget that.
Yep, yep. All right. Well, listen, I've destinated, and I'm going to go in the house since it's pouring the rain, and I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take me a little siesta and do a close order inspection on the inside of my eyelid. So, all right. Send the freeze, Tom.
KM4VWA,
I'm clear after you
final. Good, Steve. I polished off a bowl of fresh peaches from down at the peach farm, and they were awesome that Bernice made for me, and a cup of coffee, and had a couple of them little Aldi sandwich cookies. And she's making something over here, baking something as usual. I don't know she's making barbecued meatballs, and I think we're going to have spaghetti and meatballs for dinner a little later. Well, your signal's been great and coming in good, and don't forget that tip about the ice, because your standing wave goes up. Nobody ever told me that. I didn't hurt anything, but it's just a good thing to remember, and hope we don't get any. 73, Steve, KN4VWA, send 0TR, and I'll be clear.